Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, well, it's all announced. The New Zealand Prime Minister yesterday came out and said we will make a travel bubble with Australia, which is fantastic. August the 19th. Are you able to fly? So
August.
Yeah. April the 19th, you're able to fly a couple of weeks away. And it's so good because at the moment, and there's been so many international, not complaints, but everybody's seeing envy about Australia and New Zealand being able to open up an international flight. We've seen around the world that still plenty of places in lockdown. Some are slowly coming out of lockdown. And here we are allowed to now fly internationally. Singapore's wanted to jump on board and a few others, and they've said absolutely not. That's still a long way away because now, with two people inside a bubble, you've got to then start considering both countries. But we are able to go north and south and also around Australia. Western Australia's still got to decide when and how and where, but the east coast of Australia is open for business and it's magnificent. April 19th, Cherie and my young fella Boston, a first flight they are on.
And you booked it?
Yep. I've never booked a flight in my life, but I couldn't get on quick enough.
That's the way.
I actually preempted it, booked the 12th of August, and I was watching Sky News for the very first time yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock. When she made the announcement, I was like, oh, no, I've jumped the gun a week early, but I've got them changed.
Yeah, and what would you need to happen for the rules to change and for them to get stuck for another 2 weeks?
Oh, no.
Just one case in New Zealand?
Or we just let them get there and then worry about it.
You did book a one-way. Okay, can we set this up with some music, please?
Ah, sure.
Ready, Mr. Music?
How sexy are we talking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Greg Norman, he's at it again, isn't he? Have you seen this?
No, it's he done?
Oh, he's so good. So he's selling his Florida mansion.
Mm-hmm. Sold it. 133 mil, two of them.
Only that. That's all. Just pittance for him.
Nothing
really.
For him.
Yeah. And so he said on his Insta, after 30 years, this is my last sunset shower. A tranquility. I'll just show you here. So it's a see-through shower, and and it looks straight through onto the beautiful sunset, which is great. Nice white cheeks there. And he's a fiend for this, isn't he?
He loves it.
Is it late onset midlife crisis?
Oh, unless he's checking out the time with a sundial.
Well, the thing is here, I can't see anything. You know, but you know the other beach photo we've all seen where they're saying, whew, okay, you're packing some heat?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing between his legs here, so you're growing on a shower. Anyway, but I think the music most appropriate to this now at your age, Greg, is a little bit of... Greg Norman was in the shower with his old little bum showing off, and it's quite white.
Yeah, it is white.
You've got time to organise that tan so your whole body is nice and tan. They're Greggles.
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 Oh, look, enjoy this. We've got your hoon update for
you.
So we know that 1,000 hoons are gathered in 600 cars at Pimpamar Bunnings over the weekend. Cops turned up. They had one of those hipster jugs through the back window of the cop car.
Jam jars.
I think they were trying to set up the hipsters. I think the bogans were going, you know, if we throw one of these jars...
They won't know.
They'll think they're from Burley.
And a felt hat's not going to break the window.
Well done, evil geniuses. But three cars have been impounded. Just enjoy. Eight people have been charged in all, and 100 fines handed out, mostly to two blokes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Pay that off, you idiots.
Yeah, and 1,000 there.
Yeah.
But they can fine 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please.
That's it. Surely.
What's going on?
I reckon I should start fining the people who are standing around watching myself.
I think there's, you know, hundreds of people on a Saturday night sober. Oh, you're so tough.
And that is what you need to know.